Anxious Massey University students say they are ill-prepared to sit exams online, supervised by AI, requiring technology and quiet spaces they don't all have access to. Student advocates say assessment formats have changed unexpectedly for thousands of undergraduates, and that Massey has failed to hold to a promise to fund appropriate laptops. Massey introduced an app called Remote Proctor Now, which records and monitors students during online exams. It's designed to prevent cheating. Students have to download the Remote Proctor Now app and make sure their webcam and microphone are on throughout the exam. Before it starts, they have to pan the camera around their workspace to show they don't have any material to cheat with. During the exam, the app flags when students look or move away from their screen, or when another person can be seen or heard in the background. Any violation is reported to the university, which decides whether to take action. But now on the eve of the exam period, there are concerns not all students can easily manage 3 hours uninterrupted, online, in crowded accommodation perhaps, or that they all have compliant laptops. Some laptops do not have the cameras, for example. Students can apply to the university for the required technology, but it's not funded. They have to prove hardship or disability in order to get some funding support, which has been met with concerns about invasion of privacy. Previously on 9 to Noon, we've discussed the unsuitability of the technology also for disabled or neurodiverse students. With Jake Law, the General President of Massey's Student Association, Te Tira Ahupai, who is back with us. Kia ora, Jake.
Kia ora, good morning.
We welcome also Massey University's Pacifica President, Aniva Fou. Talofa Malo, welcome.
Talofa Lava, good morning.
And Mana Whakahaere Māori President, Ramai Roa Tawara, is with us also. Ngā mihi.
Tēnā koe.
We will hear from the university in a moment, but first can I begin with each of you and your concerns. Jake, can you just recap for us what the concerns were with respect to availability of the necessary equipment and or other matters about this app?
Yeah, I think there was an assumption from Massey that all students were prepared to sit these exams and had the technology requirements met and were able to provide a space at home to sit these exams. And we felt that that was an assumption that didn't necessarily reflect the situations that the 23,000 students at Massey are in. So a lot of students have notebooks and tablets, and some don't even have laptops, especially students enrolling in internal courses. So we felt that students would have to bear that cost of purchasing technology to sit exams from their own pocket, especially when, you know, we've got rising living costs and other concerns that students are facing at the moment.
Are there alternatives to sitting the exams this way? Can students still go in to a building, to a classroom, and have someone up the front keeping an eye on what's happening? Is that still an option?
So we met with Massey to raise our concerns, and they told us that students could apply for alternatives. But then a few weeks later, they sort of came back and said, well, no, students would have to be endorsed through disability services before they could actually be approved to sit an alternate exam. So that's very limiting because students need to have a diagnosis to be approved through the disability service, and we have limited disability service staff at Massey as well. So it just creates a lot of barriers and limitations that make it hard for students to actually apply for those alternative exams.
So this is not optional. If you want to go into the building and be supervised and use laptops provided by the university in rooms the university provides, you have to jump through quite a few processes.
Yes, if you want to use their booking system, so they do have 20 bookable spaces on the Auckland campus, for example, but you've got 2,000 students on the Auckland campus sitting OEC exams. So there's about a provision for about 1% of students to have a bookable space on campus if they can't provide that at home, which we don't feel is adequate.
Let's hear from your other leaders with what they are hearing from students. Aniva Fou, as we said, Pacifica President, what issues are you hearing from students you represent about this?
Yeah, so the closer that we get to exam week, the more students that we're getting coming into our office actually saying that this is the first time that they've heard about OSE and what actually is required from them as a student sitting in OSE. So that's quite alarming, seeing that it's study week this week and students are only just finding out now that this is the type of examination that's expected, which is causing much more exam anxiety around exams furthermore than just your normal exam anxiety. And I think it was communicated to us when we met with Massey University previously that all students who were sitting OSEs were aware of it already through their lecturers and tutors. But the amount of students that have been coming to us just proves that that actually wasn't communicated to all the students that were expected to sit OSEs at all.
So OSE is online supervised exams. So did many not believe that they would be sitting exams this way, or they found out late? Can you just elaborate? Like, how did they find out so late in the piece?
Yeah, so I guess it was the job of the lecturers and tutors to let students know that they were going to be sitting this online supervised exam. But there was no way for accountability to check over when and how these lecturers and tutors were supposed to be telling the students. So whether they just said it in one lecture, which a student could have missed, or whether they decided to leave it until now when everyone's doing exam prep. And so it's been the whole semester, basically, and students are only finding out now as exam prep starts that this is the type of exam that they'll be sitting.
We had a couple students who came into our office last week, and they're coming from a 100-level paper with a lot of students, and they were told all semester that their exam was open book, only to be told a couple weeks out from their exam, "Oh, sorry, I was wrong, it's a closed book OSE." So, you know, understandably the students are very upset because they've been not feeling prepared for the type of exam they're now being asked to sit.
Well, how did that happen, Jake? Did you take that up with the university?
Those students have made complaints themselves, and I've seen the university's response. The trouble is that information is communicated in different ways through the university, and the university felt that that information was communicated over Stream, which is a sort of website that students use to get information. But those students were relying on what they were being told in class, and I believe that lecturer made a mistake.
So here again, it's this dependence on online tools or communication tools rather than providing a variety of ways of A, getting information out, and B, testing what people know.
Okay. Right.
Aneva, can I come back to some of the specific matters that that students are raising then? You know, obviously there's the stress of finding out things are going to happen differently. Are there other practical issues in some instances? We were talking about not everyone has got a laptop that's got a camera and voice on it.
Yeah, exactly. And I think Massey would have got a taste of this throughout COVID-19 when so many of our, not just Pacifica students, but we had a high rate of Pacifica students applying for a technology grant or access to more technology, because lots of our students don't actually have more than one device in their houses. And if they do have more than one device, it's not always got the web camera, the microphone, or able to be download all the programs that are required to be running for an online supervised exam. So it is the lack of access to technology and even spaces to be able to sit this in. Most of our students are living with either whānau or in flat situations, and to demand a quiet house for over 3 hours when there's kids at home or other flatmates at home is quite a big ask. And I think that's also causing a lot of anxiety around this, because not everyone has a space that can be silent where they can be by themselves for around three hours where no background noise is, let alone even just the access to the technology in the first place.
Thank you, Aneva. Let's bring in Raimaroa Tawara, who is Mana Whakahaere Māori President. What are you hearing of the students from the students you represent? Raimaroa, what are the issues?
Yeah, so we are noticing in these online supervised exams that we're having a lot of Māori students come from Kura Kaupapa, which is amazing. But a lot of those students usually go into courses that are structured for them. So when they do enter into, like, say, the business school or any of the general colleges, they are finding difficulties when it does come to exams, particularly around having it in te reo. And this was something that was promised by Massey earlier in the year, that any student that needs to be able to, that wants their exam in te reo Māori would have that provided for them. And what we have seen as it is getting pushed to exam time, that the solution for this is that these students who have asked for these exams to be in te reo have been given a dictionary and told that they allowed the dictionary in their online exam and it's something that they can bring through.
So, but sorry, they're supposed to use the dictionary to translate in a time-limited exam?
Exactly.
Okay.
Which I thought was outrageous, and our students also finding that very difficult because, yes, having to flick through manually through a dictionary. And we also asked if there could be something like if they were allowed to use an online dictionary, which would be way faster and which would be able to be seen by MESI, as their system does monitor these third-party platforms that can provide the support for students. So, I don't see why that wasn't an option where the paper-based version was.
So the online dictionary's been denied permission. So is there an issue with the Remote Proctor app, or RP app as it's now known, being used in general? Is there an issue with the way that, first, the way the exam's being carried out, and then, second, the way it's being supervised?
I think the issue is that RP Now, the software actually locks your screen, so you can't access any other tabs or any... So if you were using an online dictionary, for example, whether it be to translate from English to Te Reo or from English to another language because you're an international student, the system locks you out from accessing any other... Yeah.
So, Raimaro, it sounds like that isn't an option from what we're hearing from Jake. But your students that you represent, do they specific? Is this their main issue, that it renders difficult or impossible their ability to do the exam the way they thought they would do it, or are there other issues as well?
I think for our Māori students that is a big barrier, but as Aniva, I don't want to repeat what she said, but we do have a lot of distance students that live back at home with their whānau, and having 3 hours quiet isn't something that you can often have in those situations.
And that's just one exam. So if they're sitting four exams, that's, 12 hours that they need to find and provide a quiet space at home.
All right. To Aniva, to Raimaroa, have either of you had any feedback from the university about alternatives? Are you getting any kind of response from the university that recognises the concerns?
Not at this point. I think it's very late in the process, as we do have our exams next week, and I don't think this was something that they initially thought was an issue. As Jake mentioned earlier, that they assumed that everyone had the correct technology access to these spaces, and there wasn't, and there's no provision for that to have an alternative to come into the university and actually sit down at a table with someone watching you and take these exams, unless you did want to jump through all those disability barriers that were mentioned earlier.
Ngamahi, thank you all. Well, listening in is the Provost, Professor Giselle Burns. Thank you for your time. Giselle, first, why sit these exams online and why move to what's effectively a compulsory system? Morena.
Morena, Catherine, and thank you for the invitation to speak with you this morning. I mean, from a strategic perspective, MESI has been progressively moving more towards online assessment, as we have with online teaching for a number of years. So this move to an enhanced use of remote proctoring, particularly through the software that Aniva, Raimaroa and Jake have been speaking about, which is RP Now or Remote Proctor Now, supports. And essentially, Catherine, as you outlined earlier in the interview, it provides an online or time-controlled way of assessing and monitoring the performance of candidates throughout an exam. Students can take the exam.
Look, Giselle, sorry, I don't want to repeat what it does. Can you address the concerns that are raised, and can you answer that question of why what seems to be a compulsory move when you're hearing that this is an issue for quite a number of students?
Sure. Okay. So the first thing to realise, Catherine, is that not all students are expected to sit online supervised exams. We have been progressively moving towards more formative assessment and away from summative assessment, like time-controlled assessments, exams, tests, and so on. So not all students are affected. That is the first thing to note. The second thing to note is, and I hear the concerns that students are raising, The second thing to note is that we have a raft of supports available for students. So our advice is that if students are struggling with accessing a device or a quiet place in which to sit the exam, then they need to reach out to our assessment services team.
We're hearing they've done that, and there's something like 20, was it 20 booking spaces at Auckland?
Yeah, look, and that's news to me, Catherine, because I know that here on our Manawatu campus we have a number of spaces available in our library and elsewhere that students are directly booking. I know that our staff and assessment services are incredibly responsive to students. We're keenly aware that exams start next Monday, as Rā Mairua noted, and that we are very conscious of
so
the myriad
circumstances. You commit to making available spaces, sufficient spaces, in Tamaki Makaurau, Auckland, or wherever else, to students who say, I do not have the appropriate facility for this, or I want to be able to sit this in person?
Yeah, Catherine, we'll work with students on a one-on-one basis, just as we did through COVID.
They're a week out from their exams, Giselle, and this matter was raised with you some weeks ago by the student president. They're a week out from their exams starting. Some of them have only just found out, we are told, that they're going to be sitting exams this way. There's not even the question of the additional stress that going through these application processes are, trying to determine an appropriate disability or an appropriate personal situation. This is so much stress so close, Giselle. Why don't you just commit to accommodating students who want to sit the exam in person this time?
And Catherine, we'll do everything that we can between now and next Monday to assist students who need their own spaces in which to sit their examinations.
Is this a case of an institution, Giselle, making assumptions? One size fits all. Making assumptions about technology and making assumptions about the circumstances of students and not acknowledging individual circumstances and needs, because on the face of it, it sure as heck sounds like it.
Catherine, yeah, look, I have to really challenge that, I'm afraid, because we don't make those blanket assumptions that there is a one-size-fits-all, as you say, for all students. I think we have an incredibly nuanced way of supporting students, and we have a long history, a proud history, that we can bring to bear on that. And if I can just share with you, Catherine, that we've also done some research on online proctored exams, and specifically RP Now. A number of our academics have surveyed more than about 700 students at Massey. We've seen high levels of satisfaction with the digital platform and the OSEs. We've also seen concerns flagged about perceived inequities, and that has led us to develop some bespoke services to support students. So look, you know, we're listening, we're here, we want to work with the students, and we really encourage students to reach out to assessment services. That's my core message.
I appreciate that very much, Giselle. You've got three of them who've spoken to you, so perhaps you can continue this conversation after this morning. And thank you very much, all of you, for making time. That is Giselle Burns, who is Provost Professor. Thanks also to Aniva Faux, Jake Law. And my third guest today was Rā Mairua Taura.